Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I got to call an audible on what was going to be my first confession here.
Nobody would have known.
Except for me saying it. So the audible, I mean, the confession was going to be... I don't understand why the Basketball Hall of Fame induction aired on an NFL
Sunday. And I stole that
Sunday.
From you.
But we talked about it. Yeah. We both talked about it. So the audible is this. Kill, kill, kill. We're going to this, Figgy. It's been killing me all morning long. And well, we're into the afternoon. But I'm not sure if Reggie Attichul, and you can see it on Twitch and YouTube if you're watching. I'm not sure if his shirt is really pink. It's pink right now, but it's a light pink.
Yes.
And it's killing me. Was that originally a white shirt?
Oh, you think I don't know how to do laundry?
Oh, man.
He think I don't know how to do laundry. Oh,
was man. That originally a white shirt? Because that, right. That's the color that it comes out. Like when you
put a red sock in there or something.
If you put something
does
red.
Does that still happen to
yes.
this day?
Okay. Yes.
I've literally never had whites do that.
Especially with a new shirt. And I've done it. I'm not immune to this. We've all done it at some point in our lives.
I literally have never.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I always wonder, like, is that just something that's kind of
fading
away?
No, it happens.
Okay, because you know, like
if
obviously,
you put it, like if Figgy's shirt, who's wearing a red shirt,
yeah,
and you put it in with this white shirt, and this white shirt was new, it would come out that exact color.
Yeah, I feel like that only happens if you got like a sock with a pinch of red on there, and you didn't realize it was a pinch of red on that sock, and the whole shirt come out pink.
That's interesting, because I was always wondering if maybe we have gotten far enough with our clothes watching technology that maybe we've
especially new stuff.
To answer your question without answering your questions directly, from what you know about me and my kind of general dressing habits, not that I'm some level of fashionista or anything.
Yeah,
looking at my shoes.
Oh, okay. Well, that still doesn't mean that shirt wasn't originally white.
It's pink.
I feel like pink. Lopez have a problem with you wearing pink.
No, hell no.
I feel like I wear pink. I feel like that's what it is.
No, he just wanted to see if I knew how
to
wash clothes.
Is that wrong with the pink shirt?
No, I wear pink shirts. I mean, not here. I don't have a pink fishing shirt, but I would wear one. Okay.
Why don't you have a pink fishing shirt? I feel like in your closet you have the widest array of clothes that you possibly
every
could.
Every color fishing shirt you
except
could possibly imagine.
Okay. Right.
But I'm not anti-pink shirt. I was just like, it was killing me. I was like, I wonder if that was white originally.
It was not.
I feel like Reggie didn't mean to have a pink shirt like that.
I didn't.
He had to make a mistake.
Nope. Watch this. Obviously, Texans win 41-21. And during the course of this, I thought I saw somebody speaking directly to John P. Lopez. And his name is Tommy Townsend. He had an instance where he had a booming, what? 65-yard punt that looked like it was going to go forever. Mm-hmm. And I think that was in direct response to kind of the media speculation in general, but particularly John Lopez's. Yo, why can't this dude punt? He was like, oh, I can't punt. All right, watch this.
He's no Cameron Johnson.
To be fair to Lopez in this instance, he did outkick his coverage on that one.
Yeah,
like,
well,
he smooth
fine.
Outkicked the coverage.
Yeah.
And then ultimately that led to a bit, because he kicked it. Like, the actual punt itself was probably a good 70 yards.
Yeah.
Right? Because he caught the ball on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that ended up actually probably longer than 70 yards, maybe like 75. Like,
yeah, something
the,
like
the
that.
The punt itself was really big, but the coverage couldn't get down there. And so there was a nice little return there. But yeah, I thought Tommy Townsend was like, oh, I can't punt? Okay, all right.
I'm not hating on Tommy Townsend. What I was talking about earlier is he scares me a little bit. I don't think the consistency is there.
No, you're right. Like,
yeah,
I honestly, kind of, not tongue-in-cheek because I mean that, but like, he did seem to like really uncork it in that moment, outkicked his coverage, but he has had instances where he's kind of just, you know, scuffed a punt and given advantageous field position to the other team. And that's one thing about punting. The whole idea is the field position battle.
Yeah.
And he's had it multiple times where he hasn't given you a good clean kick. So, especially for the experience that he's supposed to bring to this. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I'm officially a homeowner.
Hey, that's so awesome. That is so awesome.
We closed on Friday. And we've been back and forth at the house all weekend pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably be back out there after the show. But I don't want to say I'm nervous now, but I think I'm more on alert now. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed like once we signed these papers,
all the bad things gonna pop up.
It seemed like everything, I started seeing the real neighborhood now.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were worried about the house. That that outlet actually don't work. It's actually flooding over here.
I did come across a few things. I'm like, dog, I should have said something. I missed this. But it's funny just being out in that little neighborhood. So I'm in the Galena Park area.
Mm-hmm. What's the address?
I ain't doing all that. But I'm in the Galena Park area.
Yeah, let's go to Zillow.
And as I was riding to the hardware store to pick up something, I'm like, you know what? I have no idea what area I moved into. Let me start Googling.
Yeah.
Let me look up the history of this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of learned a lot. But anyway, just being on my street now, I felt like I started seeing all type of weird stuff now. Like, I heard a rooster a couple houses down.
Excellent.
I'm like, what in the hell is that? I'm like, is that a rooster?
Yes, it is.
And then I told you all about the goat and the sheep that's right across the street from me now. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
And they actually right across the street.
Downright agricultural around here. Okay. Next,
you're a farmer is what I'm hearing.
Next to the barking dog.
Farmer
Figgy.
Yeah. But the one thing, my welcome to the neighborhood thing was, I was at the car and I saw somebody pull out their driveway driving. I ain't really think nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
This car slowed down, rolled down the window. I'm talking about like Snoop Dogg style on Baby Boy. So I'm looking like, what's going on? And all I hear is, hey, neighbor. So I'm looking like,
you're about to have a good time.
You're a neighbor now.
Yeah. You're having a good time.
You're a neighbor now. Yeah,
but I got to confess, I kind of like that type of stuff because you can kind of see the people around.
Yeah.
That's just walking outside just to kind of be nosy a little bit.
They're looking.
Yeah, trying to see what's going on.
Yeah.
The neighbor next door to me was like, hey, are you looking? So we was there Thursday before the closing.
Yeah.
Just to kind of final walkthrough. Like, hey, are you liking the house? Like, you're trying to get some information, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm like, we actually closed tomorrow.
A lot of nosy neighbors, man.
But that also seems like the type of neighbors that, you know, that keep you involved and stuff. And like, hey, we're having a party.
Yeah,
come
better
through
than
and that
the
type
alternative.
Of stuff.
Yeah. It's better than like
the... I kind of like it, man.
Yeah.
Even the people across the street, you could kind of, as soon as they hear a car door, you see
somebody coming out,
walking outside.
No, come talk good. To you about what's happening.
Yeah. That's good, though. It's, like I said, better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Not for the reasons that you might think, but I hope the Titans never bench Will Levis. Ever. Like, ever. It's not because, okay, he stinks and the Texans benefit. No, it's because he is wildly entertaining.
He's
like, it is an adventure every time Will Levis plays a game.
It may not be good, but
it
is unexpected. It is interesting is the word that I'll use.
He might throw the ball backwards. He might throw, you know, fumble weirdly. He might
fall to his knees
and look a fool. Or he might just snap a ball boy's leg in half. Which he may well have done.
Yeah. Shout out to the to the game assistant on the sideline. I think they had to air cast him and put him on a cart.
He got stretchered out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm not going to laugh about that necessarily, but yeah, he's doing all sorts of stuff. Will Levis.
No, shout out to the ball boy and prayers up, you know, and all that.
But blessings.
Blessings. We're all pulling for you.
Thoughts and prayers.
Salute. It is slapstick comedy when Will Levis plays a football.
Slapstick is a great way of putting it.
Yeah, I think Jason Kelce said it the best. I think it was on the Monday Night Football pre-show or something.
Yeah.
He said, Will Levis is the most exciting player, quarterback in the league.
Yes.
And everybody got quiet. I'm like, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. I hope they never bench him. Watch this. These
are my confessions. I know that I am the jerk in this, and you already detail Figgy how, you know, can kind of be a grammar English nerd and dork at times, and I'm going to acknowledge that up front. However, I am always annoyed by hook and ladder. Where's the ladder?
Hook and lateral.
It's a hook and lateral.
Yeah.
Right? Where's the ladder?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Where's the ladder in this, though?
But you know what? I'm with you on that.
Where's the ladder, though?
In spirit, I'm with you on that. But I think back in the old days, they shortened it to ladder for lateral.
Oh, and look, I understand. Yeah. It's easy. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
I'm never going to say it to anybody like in the actual run of things. Mm-hmm. It is because we have a segment that allows me to get things off my chest.
Yes.
And so I thought this was a safe space, Fig. Yeah. But yes, Hook and Ladder actually deeply annoys me. But at least I think that I've grown to the point in my my grammar annoyances that I keep them to myself, except in confessions.
There's several of those.
People like y'all drive me crazy. And I'm putting my wife into it too. Man. She do the same thing, man. Like, she get on me the other day because sometimes when you talking fast, you might mispronounce something.
Yeah.
Like me, it's Halloween right around the corner. Sometimes she accused me of saying pumpkin.
Yeah.
Like
with an N.
Yeah.
Pumpkin chunking.
Yeah. So she be like, wait, what you say? Like, she don't understand what I'm like, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So she randomly saying, what's that thing that they decorate around Halloween?
Oh, she set you up to laugh at you. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm just like, come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't need to correct that. I know exactly what it is. I know how to spell
it. But she would like it if you called her pumpkin. Hey, pumpkin.
Nah, that's a little cheesy. Watch this. Speaking of her, so I realized something, and I don't know, maybe y'all could take my man card away, but I feel like in our relationship, I just realized this, that she's the DIY person, and I'm the, hey, let's just call somebody to do it person.
Oh, that's fine.
Is that cool? Okay.
Yeah. No, it takes all kinds, man.
Yeah, she want to do everything herself, or she want to do everything, like, for us to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here like, man, we can find somebody to fix this bleep.
Big facts.
Like, why we got to do it? We could just pay somebody to do it.
If somebody's taking your man car, mine is going too, because I'm very much in that vein. Like, hey, man, somebody, why would I do this as an amateur when somebody does this as a profession?
You know
right?
what?
Yeah.
You know what a game changer is, though?
What?
YouTube. When you go on YouTube, you can find ways, easy ways, less expensive ways, even if you're not a do-it-yourselfer, to fix some stuff anyway.
Yeah. Now, I did that this week. Ashley, shout out to YouTube. They helped me put together a boat lock.
Yeah.
So I got like a digital boat lock with a fingerprint and all that stuff on it.
Yeah.
And the code, and I just watched the YouTube.
No,
video,
it's
and
a
they
game
helped
changer.
Me put it together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I was debating on hiring somebody to put that together.
There
so
you go.
I need that, but
shared knowledge, man.
Yeah. The other stuff, as far as like sawing some stuff and all that, man, hire somebody to do that, man. Like, let's help the community out and pay somebody to do this.
That's
why
right.
Do I have to
let's
do
spread
it?
The wealth.
Like,
that's
I
right.
Got, I got other stuff to do and to focus on.
It's because Fig really likes helping small businesses. Really, what is it's
there
not because
go.
He doesn't want to do things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah.
I got one more real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Watch this.
I think Kevin Harlan was doing a bit.
On what?
I know y'all was listening to this broadcast when he kept saying Kaimi's name. Now, how do you say Kaimi's name?
Fairbairn.
My man was like, Fairbairn. In fact, at one point, he stretched it out to Fairbairn, and I was like, all right, you
syllables.
Doing a bit now.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no way. You know how to say these dudes' names.
Fairbairn.
Yeah, I was like, come on. Come on. Like, I was like, he was trying to make, and then also, I think it was Uche, he made into like Uche. And I'm like, you got to be doing a bit here, Harlan. I know that you got the pronunciation guide and you talked to somebody in the team to find out how to pronounce their names. But still, had a blast with Harlan on the broadcast.
I thought he made a mistake the first time. And then I was like, no, he's really doing that.
Fairbairn.
Yeah. Fairbairn.
Shout out to Kaimi Fairbairn. And those are our lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. After a 41-21 Texans victory, moving to 5-1, first victory at Gillette Stadium for your Texans. And somebody said, Lopez, please snatch Figgy's man card. Too late. We've already moved past it. And what have we moved past it to? Let's go around the AFC South and see just how miserable the rest of these teams are. We'll do that next.